If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. We have a very special episode today. We have Laura Degado here. She is a certified 0-3 Montessori guide with 23 years of experience working with children and their families, with 17 of those years in a Montessori setting. She is the owner of the Montessori Tree and currently runs an outdoor home-based toddler program called The Nest, which integrates nature, art, and Montessori. Laura is a proud mother to an amazing little girl. Before becoming a mother, Laura received a BA in English and a master's in educational psychology. Laura is passionate about intentional living, conscious parenting, and uplifting others through her work and her word. Laura is also a Circle member in our membership community. She is going to be talking about her experience of creating the most amazing, inspiring outdoor art shows for young children. Without further ado, Laura Degado. We have Laura Degado here. She is one of our Circle members who has really created the essence of art shows for children. And she is here that and is going to share her journey. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, good to be here.
If you can share a little bit about how maybe even your first art show and how that even came to be, just sort of backpedal in the history of your art shows, because you've really done this a couple of years now.
I'll try not to go too far back. So I've been in early childhood for almost 20 years, Montessori, working with toddlers, so children aged 18 months to about 3 years old, and have been running my home program for about 5 years. So the year I opened is when the pandemic hit. And as you know, I was, as many folks did, I moved my program outdoors and really started to ask myself how I could, enrich my outdoor classroom, which is about the time that I joined Outdoor Classrooms Group. And in one of our very early sessions, someone made a comment about an art show or some, they displayed some of the children's work that they had been working on for the parents to come and view. And this whole, it really just planted this seed for me because we had already been doing a lot of art. At the time, we weren't having a lot of community events. People weren't really socializing. This was pretty early on in the pandemic. Kind of towards the tail end, of the second year, I had collected so much of the children's work. And I think everyone was kind of craving community, wanting to be back together. And I felt like, the outdoor space, of course, would be a great space for us to gather. And if when we do that, we should put the children's artwork up. So kind of just started there, and I told the families in the community, would you like to come and see your children's work in the backyard? And everyone came, so I just displayed the work throughout the yard, and, it looked like a mini art gallery. And it was such a surprisingly, I expected it to be a pleasant experience, but it just really kind of opened my eyes to what was possible. There was just, everyone was so grateful not only to be there gathered in community, but to be able to celebrate the children, and see what they had been working on. But not only that, but to see the possibility, because I work with such young children, I think it was a bit of an eye-opening experience of what was possible.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I want to pull out of there is the way you display the art. Again, you're working with very, very young children, but for some, the way that you display the art in your outdoor space is remarkable. And so for those that are listening and not here, we are looking at beautiful pictures of Laura's art show and all of her children's displays. But what I love also is with each display, you have a little comment here. Can you explain that?
Sure. Yeah. So the first year, it was very simple. I just, like I said, I gathered the children's work and kind of displayed it throughout the yard. And I really took a lot from our gatherings too, our conversations about how we can work in harmony with our outdoor environments. And my approach was that I looked at the yard as a canvas itself, you know, for displaying the art. And so I looked for pockets that would serve as backdrops for specific projects. So like this one that's pictured here, for example, you know, the children were really into threading at the time, right? Weaving beads and the pipe cleaners, and they were doing so much of it. I felt like, oh, you know, we have to display this. And how can we do that? Oh, well, we can hang them. We can make mobiles. And also they had been collecting sticks on all of our nature walks. So let's put that together and let's just hang them up here, because this otherwise is a very bland space. You know, it's a trellis and I thought this would be a great place. And so the first year, I don't think I had descriptions. And, you know, it was a pretty small event the first year. And so I was able to walk through and explain to the families kind of the story behind each of the displays. But even in that event, I felt like I was repeating myself a lot. Oh, and now let me go tell this person the story. Now let me go tell this person the story. And because it was an open house format and folks were just kind of milling through, coming and going. And I felt like, oh, you know, I really need to put something up so that the adults are not only here to enjoy the time with their children, but also learning something. I saw it as an opportunity for little bit of education and really to illuminate the benefits of art and nature education with young children. And so that's where these descriptions kind of stemmed from, because I wanted them to know that for us, art is so much more than just, let's just throw some finger paint on some construction paper, but there's actually thought behind each of the projects that we do. And there are connections with the work that we do. A lot of the work we do is inspired by the seasons and the outdoor classroom and the books that we read, you know, some of our favorite nature books. And I wanted them to know that. So that's where the descriptions came from. And so now with each project, I tell a little backstory. This is the inspiration behind this piece. This was our process. These are the materials we used. You know, so if anyone wanted to do something similar at home or wanted to engage in deeper conversation with their child, they would have the context for it.
Yeah. And again, the way you display everything is absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And then you have a section here, which is Meet the Artists. Can you tell us the importance of that, the importance of kind of having them see themselves as artists?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think this is my favorite part of the show. And I honestly, I cannot remember how or where this idea came from, but I felt like, yeah, I mean, I think if you can remember in our early conversations that first year when I was thinking about, well, what elements do I want to include in this show? I definitely felt like all the children, you know, were there celebrating them, that I needed to highlight them. And so I thought, well, I'll just put up their picture and their name next to their artwork. But, you know, as you can see from the displays, everything's just kind of spread throughout. And I felt like, well, let's just have one wall where we have their pictures. And I think at the time it just felt kind of, you know, flat for me. So I felt I needed to say a little something about each child. And I was really, I guess, inspired by my own visits to art galleries and, you know, how they have those little plaques that say,
yeah,
such piece. And the artist is, you know, so-and-so from such and such town. And these are their inspirations.
So did you interview them? Or you just wrote it things that you knew?
Just things I knew. So for each child, you know, it includes their picture and it'll say, meet the artist. And they'll say Stone, for example, he's one of my students. And They all have such different approaches. And I think that's something that really struck me in that first year as I sat down to think about each child. I realized that each one has such a unique approach to the art,
wow.
You know, and the process. And like some would dive, you know, head first into it and start with the paintbrush, but then soon it was on their hands and arms, their face, and they want to cover all, you know, every square inch of the paper. And then some were very intentional and methodical and very slow, and they do one mark and then they'd stare at it for a long time and they do another small mark, and like they're all so different. And so I felt like that's really worthy of noting, and so that's what my descriptions are. I talk about Stone is an enthusiastic artist who enjoys working with a variety of mediums. You know, finger paint is his favorite because it allows him to engage fully in the sensory experience, etc. And then underneath that, I shared their inspirations. And again, that's just because by this time in the year, I just know them so well. And, you know, it's there too. Like he's inspired by dump trucks and ladybugs and just the things that they like and the things that they get excited about.
But looking at your art show and looking at the pictures, you would not think that the amount of care that has gone into it, that they're 2-year-olds, you know, that's just incredible. Yeah. And here with this picture, you're using big boxes as a way to display art. So just, I'm so struck by every time you do this, the way that you display the art, that it looks like you and feels like you are at a museum.
Yeah, I really wanted that feel because, again, I want the parents to see that. I just feel, you know, we've had this conversation before, that young children, and particularly very young children, toddlers, you know, are often underestimated because many of them are pre-verbal. It's easy for adults to, I guess it's easy to forget that they are so capable, right? Mm-hmm. And oftentimes they're trying to adapt to our world. But when they're given the right space and the right materials and time, they're capable of so much. And so I think that's what I really wanted this show to convey. And to do that, I felt like we need some actual like displays, not just like to staple it to the fence and that's that, you know? And I felt like also like for the adults who were attending, at least for me, I felt I walked through with this eye of, if it were me and I were coming to see my child, it would be so fun if it felt a little more interactive and purposeful rather than just one wall of, you know, art. Mm. It'd be great to like walk underneath some mobiles and then, you know, go to this place where, you know, the garden was a little more lush and there was a huge mural and I could sit there and take a picture with my daughter. And so I just felt like from a parent's perspective, how could I make this a little more engaging for the families and the children too? Because I wanted them to see it. Oh my gosh, my picture's up, like this picture.
And this looks like a make and take.
Yeah. We did a little gardening project that year. The first year, this part was not really thought out initially, but the first year we ended up having a sort of theme of, what was it? We love our earth. Because most of the projects we did that year, if not all, I'm trying to remember, they were all made using recycled items. And then the art show happened to fall on Earth Day, so it just kind of came together organically. And so we added a little gardening component with the recycled toilet paper to, you know, pots and putting little seeds and whatnot. And they really liked that. And I felt like, oh, there's kind of something to this theme, but I was like, you know, I love the Earth Day theme, but I also love the possibility of exploring new themes and just the opportunity to be creative on a different level.
So do you pick a theme every year? Do you pick a different theme? So what was the theme this year?
So last year we did Art Through the Seasons and we had a fall themed, you know, unit, and then we did a winter theme and we did a spring theme. That was last year's. And then this year, the theme was food, essentially, like food and nature, you know, how the earth takes care of us by providing us food. And so we kind of used some of our favorite nature books and just children's books in general to note that the little mouse and the red ripe strawberry is one of their favorites. And so we did a huge strawberry collage and In the fall, we did a lot of pumpkin art and apple art. And so we just kind of brought it together, again, tied in with the lessons, the books we're reading. But this year, every year, but this year in particular, we've had a particularly enthusiastic group with food preparation. They love preparing food. They love eating food. They love talking about food. So it felt like an obvious choice this year.
That's so
Yeah. So
interesting.
as we're like carving a pumpkin and tasting pumpkin, we're painting pumpkins.
Yeah, right. So you're really following the child in terms of picking a theme and what you're going to go with. So do you have to like save all their artwork
I do.
to,
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
It is. I mean, I can't tell you, like, I enjoyed it so much the first year that I rearranged a whole closet just to be able to store artwork. And my poor husband, I'm like, this is the art closet now, by the way. You need to do your golf club somewhere else. So I have bins that are specifically for this is completed artwork. This is, these are materials for potential artwork. These are frames. These are canvases. Like all this backup material just in case we get inspired, like, oh, we need to paint something.
Wow.
Let me go grab a canvas. So it's a combination of both of planning and spontaneity, I will say. Like, I kind of have a loose theme in my mind. This year, I thought we might focus on color, but like I said, food just became the obvious choice after just a few weeks. So we just kind of went with that.
And there's a wall of strawberries here, which just is so beautiful. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, you mentioned like, well, it's kind of hard to tell that it's made by toddlers. And I will say one thing that I emphasize with the families is that, it may not be obvious from the art show, but really emphasizing process over product. Because even though you look at the strawberries, and though they kind of all look the same, the reason they do is because I cut out the papers that way and then offer them to the children. With all of my projects, they're all an invitation, not a requirement for starters. And so I just have the materials, we read the story, we do the food preparation, say, oh, look, we have some strawberry shaped paper. If you'd like, you can come paint. And I show them what, materials we have to work with, what kind of paper, what kind of paint. And then I never show them, this is what it should look like. I never say, this is what we're making. We're making strawberries. I just say, what would you like to do with it? And with that one, it was an ongoing project of ex it was a color exploration. We were working on shading, and so we used red, we used white. I put in some shaving cream for sensory experience, and they just kind of did this over the course of a week of exploring color. So it ended up all these various shades of, pink and red and white. And when those were dry, so I saved them. We looked at the strawberry and said, oh, there are seeds, and how can we make some seeds? And I said, I found, these Legos. I wonder what we can do with this. So then they dipped the Legos in yellow paint and stamped. But again, it's all just a sort of offering and not a, this is the next step. This is what you should do. And some of them will say pass, no, I don't want to add seeds. Or they might put one and say, I'm done. And some of them will want to paint the whole thing yellow and all of it's okay. So even if you see the earths here too, similarly, this was our, I think this one was from our, recent Earth Days, our recent Earth Day project.
Oh, it's just so great.
Yeah.
What's the community response been like? What are the parents saying? What's your community saying? What's it? I mean, it's incredible the amount of work that goes into this, and but it's a true testament to your program, to what the possibilities are. I mean, it's incredible. What's been the feedback?
Well, I should have brought one parent with me tonight. They could tell you. Great. I think, well, what I really struggle with, and I've shared this with you before, is that toddlers, that's where my heart is. But the challenge with that is that I only get them for 1 or 2 years. And you get really attached, we build community, we build trusting relationships, and then they move on. So having this sort of sense of continuity and sense of like sort of sustained connection, I think this was a large inspiration because I felt like it would be so great to have an event that could take place annually that parents could return to time and again. So that was sort of part of it. And so the first year I felt like, and the parents said, this is great. If like my child graduates, if there was some way we could return, they could somehow still be involved to create art and have their art displayed again, that would be great. I haven't figured that part out yet, but I just felt like, oh, you're interested in coming back? Okay, well, let me think about ways. And so I felt like I just needed to, just think a little more deeply about how do I make this more of a community event. At the same time, it's at my house and in my yard. And so there are also limitations there in terms of, I don't want to invite the whole city, right? So yeah, just kind of trying to balance those things. And so what I kind of promote it widely, but the people that are called to attend are, current families, former families, and prospective families, which turns out to be the right size group. What's nice
But
is
even what a wonderful advertisement to come to for prospective families.
yeah, well, I've already enrolled some children for next year, and so those families were able to come and start to get to know the community
That's
and
so smart. That's so
space.
brilliant.
So yeah, this picture here is sort of, yeah, family. So some of my families now are having, I've had multiple children. So like there's a little girl here who graduated last year from my program, but her brother's joining me next year. So they don't currently have children here, but because she's already had her own art show and because he's about to join, mom brought both of the children to enjoy the space together.
Just beautiful. That's
And
beautiful.
then the other mom, her daughter already graduated, but her son's currently in my program, and they brought both of their grandmas to enjoy. And that's my like absolute favorite because it's so exciting when family members walk in for the first time who've never been here, and the kids are so proud. And you wouldn't guess it, but like even at 2 years old, they're so, like, I did that. I'm an artist. Like they just own it. It's just like I wish that like had that confidence sometimes. It's just wow, and I keep saying, well, this inspired me and this, but there's just so many fronts, right? With the children, I knew that they enjoyed art, but I think that at the end of that year, I was blown away by how powerful it was for them, like how powerful an experience. There were a few incidents that happened. Like one was, I don't know, this after the art show, I think that we kind of we took a break from art, I think like a week or so, we didn't paint. And finally one of the kids came up and told me, you're really enjoying it. He said, well, I am an artist. And I said, oh, of course. Like, how dare I deny you? Like, and it's just like the confidence is just amazing.
It's beautiful. It's just, you have a wonderful way of, I don't know, pulling it all together, but like even like this looks like it was maybe a stamping exercise, but taking something that they've done and then like here, adding their pictures and then adding, the description and do you feel like you just learn more and more each year? You kind of have your routine. Are there any other questions that I, Georgia, do you have another, any questions that?
I'm just amazed by it. It's just wonderful. And I like how everything is just, it's okay to start how you start and you build on from there. So yes, it looks amazing. Some great ideas. I have some good ideas from you. Thank
That's
you.
beautiful. And did you say you brought another artist or you had like a guitar? I saw you had a someone play the guitar or the banjo or some, you had music playing.
I did this year. So yeah, I think that, like I said, I was thinking of ways like how can I make this little a more of an engaging event and also kind of just also honor the people that have been such a support for me and who people that I want to support, in the community. And so one of my friends, she's an artist and she happened to be a Montessori teacher as well. And so she's been a huge support for me through this. And like I said, I do learn every year and I talk to artists and I do a lot of research and I look to see, what are other people doing and how are they displaying? And I'm talking like adults, like in, adult spaces, but also children in children's spaces because I get in gardens and like just finding inspiration everywhere. But so this friend of mine, she's an artist and she said, well, can I come do art with the children? Of course. And actually this one on the far right, She does a lot of landscape, and that print that you see in the back of the photo, that's hers of a sunset. And she said, you know, I want to donate it for a raffle so parents can buy raffle tickets and, you know, someone could win the prize. And so she came in to do this watercolor project with the children, and we used colors reflective of a sunset. And again, they got to choose the colors they wanted and, you know, approach it however they wanted. But we did show them her print and look at this sunset and what colors do you notice and would you like to make your own? And so that's what that picture is on the far right. Wow. Well, the raffle idea, I was like, bing, like, that's a great idea, but let's raffle more stuff, you know? And so the one in the middle is a collaborative project with the children, because I thought, well, if we're raffling your art, we need to raffle the children's art. And so every year we have 5 or 6 pieces, a piece donated by her, as well as 4 or 5 collaborative art pieces by the children, because the parents, of course, like, oh, you know, we want to keep some of the art. And of course, they get to keep all of their child's art. But these pieces are just a contribution from all the kids. And then I sell raffle tickets, just like $1 a piece, you know, because this is not like a big fundraiser or anything, but it kind of helps recoup some of the costs too, which is nice. And but I will say, and I've told you this before, I'm pretty scrappy in terms of, you know, we use a lot of recycled items. I go to a lot of thrift stores. And to every store I go to, I'm like, could this be a canvas? Could this be a canvas? Can we paint on this? Yeah. And someone at the start of this year said, oh, a friend of mine is cleaning in her closet and doesn't want these art supplies. I don't care what it is. Just drop it off at my house. I'll, you know.
I'll figure it out. I'll get another closet.
But Amazon boxes. I mean, cardboard is the best, you know.
I have piles and piles of it. Yes. Yes.
I don't even remember how that happened, but we had that huge appliance. Oh, that one. And I was like, oh gosh, this stands up. Let's just put some art on here. It's been one of the favorites.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. I'm always, always amazed at the amount of love that and care and respect that you put into these shows. And I just, your community must just love you for every ounce of energy that you put into it, because it's just, it really is a testament to your work, but it's also a testament to just your philosophy of giving the power back into our children and our youngest children, and really having them believe that they are artists and art is everywhere. And it's all process and invitations and it's just everything about it, Laura, it's just stunning. I feel, looking at the pictures, I feel like I'm there.
Oh, well, maybe someday you can come.
I know. Wouldn't that be fun?
It is a fun experience. And, you know, I think that, like I said, I think the kids are my biggest inspiration, and this idea that they're trying to adapt most often to an adult world. And, you know, we don't have memories, right, of when we're toddlers, but those foundational years, like, those shape us for the rest of our lives. And so even though they're not going to look back and say, oh, I remember, you know, being at the art show, like, what a cool experience, you know, to be able to look back at pictures and say, like, oh, my gosh, like, my work was on display, and the confidence that I see that it instills in them. And how they move forward with this sort of, like, already this belief that I can make a mark and I can have impact. And I see them get really excited about different mediums too, which is something I didn't really expect. Like, for a while we were just painting, and I had this one child who was just, like, not into it. And I just kind of thought he wasn't into art until we started working with, what was it? I think it was clay or something like that. And just, like, it's like, oh my gosh. And that was one of the moments that I felt like I need to learn more about this, you know, about, because I don't have an art education background. Like, I have a Montessori certification, but there's so much about art that I need to learn. And so not this past year, but the year before, I took an art teaching course who's actually a Montessori teacher, but she's a Montessori art teacher, and she offers training courses. And so I did that last year. And so that has really, I think, sort of lent to this broader vision for me. Even though, like, it's been sweet every year, I kind of have a different approach now that I have a broader understanding of benefits of art and the different modalities and and whatnot. So that's helped a lot.
You've done workshops for other educators around this.
This past year, I presented at one of a nature conference here in Texas, how to host an art show, kind of a combination of integrating art into curriculum / how to host a show at the end of the year. So that was fun. And then I've also worked with, there's a group, someone I met at that conference, who runs a nonprofit that provides opportunities for Hispanic families to like engage with nature on a monthly basis. And they take hikes and picnic and whatnot, but they had never done art. And so they invited me to do art with their community. And so we went and we went on a hike and we talked about the preserve being a habitat for the golden-cheeked warbler. And so we did, I think you had one of the pictures here. And so we did art inspired by the warbler. And again, just provided the materials and the space. And she, you know, the person, she said, well, I'm just not sure, you know, some of the adults are, you know, they may feel insecure and say, well, I'm not really an artist. And they may refrain. If you don't give them direction, they may not know what to do. And I just felt like, okay, I mean, I'm going to listen to that. And something's telling me like that I shouldn't give them too much direction. It's just not my approach to like stand in front of a group and say, do this. Okay, now draw this way and do this. Right. So again, and I mean, I have to say, like, I was nervous. I didn't know how it was going to land, but I just put out a bunch of materials and was like, if it bombs, like, I never have to see these people again, you know? Like, who, what? No, I don't know. But I just put some paint pens, some markers, some collage items, some glue, watercolors, and spread them out on these tables. And there was a baby coloring, and there were grandmother. But my favorite was there were these absolute tough guys there who were just like, I'm good. No, I'm good. I'll just watch. Okay. And I just kept sliding. But there's this if you want to. Okay. And they drew like amazing, like real artists. I feel like just these images, like things that went beyond what I thought that was going, they were going to produce, like freehand sketches of these birds, beautiful landscapes. And so it was just, you know, really impactful experience because I felt like, gosh, like it's so awesome to do this with 2-year-olds. But I think this is just so true for all of us that we just need an invitation and permission to create freely, you know, to not feel, because I think most of us and probably remember times in our childhood when, you know, maybe we were in an art class or if we were drawing growing up and someone said, that's not right, or that's not what that's supposed to look like, or you're doing it wrong, or this is, and I mean, I certainly did. And so I think that I remember that feeling of like, well, I guess I'm not good at this, or I guess I'm not an artist. But I think we all have that potential. And I think that, you know, art is different for everyone. Creative expression is different for everyone. And so I think folks just, no matter their age, just need permission to, yeah, it's so healing. I mean, we've talked about it before. It's just a wonderful experience.
Anything else that you'd like to share with anybody that would be interested in running an art show? I love how you have your daughters in charge of face painting.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think she's got an entrepreneurial spirit. She calls herself an artist as well. And she said, can I just paint the kids' faces while they're here? I said, sure, knock yourself out. And so she set up a little station, and the first person who she painted their face, they gave her a tip. Here's a dollar. And her eyes went, Mom, they gave me money. And I said, keep doing it. So she put out a little tip jar. And
oh, that's so funny. Yeah, is that what this is?
Well, so that happened, I think it was last year. So this year she said, when's your art show? I need to get my tip jar ready. So she put out a little jar and wrote tip jar on there. And she set up her station and went around the crowd and said, if anybody wants a face painting, come sit down with me. And, you know, they're toddlers. She's a good artist, but you know, it's hard to paint toddlers' faces. They don't sit very still. And
yeah,
she told me the good news is they don't really know what's happening, Mom. So it's really easy to paint their faces. I said, okay, Eddie.
I love it. That's awesome. Any Questions, Georgia, thoughts?
I love the whole thing. I'm like, yeah. This, yeah, a lot of great insight. The questions I was going to ask you already answered about the different canvases, the different types of things that you used for besides just paint. And I love the idea of auctioning things off because, yeah, just to get a little bit back without asking people for money, it's just, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. And I love the opportunity to be creative, but that doesn't apply to fundraising situations. Like, it's just not in my wheelhouse to like work on fundraising, but yeah, it helps. It helps somewhat. And I think it's just fun too. It's fun. People, like this year we did, I don't know if I sent you this picture, Victoria, but this book Lunch by Denise Fleming about a little mouse who gets into all the different colored fruits and veggies and he ends up getting met. He gets all the colors on him. And so we did painting reflective of that. And this family, this mom came and told me, you know, I put a bunch of raffle tickets in because my husband just hates mice. Like, he detests them. And I thought it'd be really funny if, you know, we won. And I don't do the raffle. I don't do the drawing during the art show. I wait till everything's cleaned up. It's quite, you know, I do it the next day and I'm drawing the ticket. And they won it. Can you believe it? And so I called her right away. Can you believe you won? She said, no, it was just a joke. And I said, well, you won it. And he came to pick it up at school. And he said, ha ha. Now my son is at home trying to find a prime location so that every morning when I wake up, I see it right away. So that's fun. Come on. I mean,
that's so
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. It is super fun.
I cannot thank you enough for sharing yet another art show. I look forward to next year's. And from your art show, I was inspired to have an art show here in the Secret Gardens as well. So we had our first art show last year, I think, and then I'm already planning a summer art show during our summer session,
oh,
our very short summer session, so that we're going to end with the art show. So it's motivating when you sort of say, okay, we're going to do this. And then I have to think, okay, if Laura's putting all her papers and art and whatnot. So we are inspired by you. And I love the ripple effect that you have got us all rethinking how we can transform our outdoor spaces into art galleries. I mean, literally an art gallery. So, and then looking at each piece and how, and again, I just keep looking at this little frame here, how you display things so creatively is such another aspect of all of this as well. So it's so fun to get seeds of inspiration from other people and then kind of try it out. And you're like, okay, yeah, how can I do that in my space? So it's just fabulous.
I love it. I got that idea from another school a nature school that I went and toured, and I think they were using it for a different purpose, but yeah, seeds of inspiration, like you said, because, you know, we're always talking about, well, gosh, we're working outdoors and I don't have time or energy to like haul stuff back and forth and set things up. Like, even for the show, it's only once a year, but to set up like elaborate displays, I felt like I just need something that's simple that I already have like set up and I can just throw the artwork up. So this has been nice because we use it all year long for the kids' artwork, but
and then it's just,
now it's ready.
It's like putting a nice dress on, you know, you're making it look nice for the.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Well, thank you, Laura. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here at the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with anybody who you think would enjoy it and follow us on Instagram. We'd love to continue the conversation. If you want to continue the conversation even deeper, please join us in the Circle community. The purpose of the Circle is to support, guide, and push you as you continually grow and sustain your outdoor classroom by providing the tools to help you set the right goals, then actually follow through in achieving those goals with the support of our amazing community. Each month, 24/7, you get guidance and support from myself. You get to begin your journey with our new member roadmap. You get access to our outdoor teaching bootcamp. You get to interact and learn from guest experts who are on our podcast. They come into our membership and join us to continue the conversation. conversations. You get to connect and collaborate during 2 live sessions a month. You get access to all our online workshops and masterclasses. You get to dig deeper with our membership missions each month, and you get to become an ambassador of joy for children. I hope you can join us. You get all of this. You get to become a member of our family at Outdoor Classroom. So I hope you can join us. I will share the link in the show notes, and we'll see you later. Come join us.